gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
My name is Sally O'Malley. I'm proud to say I'm 50 years old and not one of those gals who's afraid to hide her age, unlike some other gals. And I like to kick, stretch, and kick. I'm 50. 50 years old. 50 years old.
50.
Okay,
all right. All right, everybody. Thank you for all the mocking on Facebook.
Yep.
6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Why, what's it, my first present, first of all, a cupcake just with the word hoe on it from Rebecca Taylor.
Isn't that nice?
Who hates me with the heat of a thousand, well, 50 white hot suns today on my 50th birthday. Thank you, Rebecca. And Shana left a montage here. Oh, my goodness.
This one's for you, Stephanie.
I'm here to celebrate a very important birthday.
Stephanie, it's your birthday. God bless you this day. Stephanie, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Stephanie.
I'm 50 years old. I'm not a teen bopper.
50 candles.
If you would cry too, 50. Happen to you.
Yeah.
How about this celebrity birthday?
Stephanie Miller.
Today is her birthday.
Happy clapping 50th birthday from Shape. Hope your day is super. And I think you look cute in that hat.
Happy birthday, Mama. This is Danielle. You didn't get older. You just got hotter.
Steph, you have definitely found the recipe for eternal youth.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
I'm on the right track, baby. I was born the same.
Yeah!
Thank you, kids. Aw. Mama loved you. I've gotten too old and tired to lie about my age.
is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that why all of a sudden you went from 30 to 50?
Woo! I'm going to dive in the mosh pit in Seattle, the Sexy Liberal Mosh Pit this weekend. Kim will be there. Sexy Liberal birthday. Happy birthday, Steph. My 38th birthday, Saturday, October 1st. My husband and I will be at the Sexy Liberal Show in Seattle to celebrate. Can't wait. Seattle may be liberal, but we live in eastern Washington, where it's mostly conservative madness. It will feel so great to be amongst my people. That's why people generally, the only reason they buy tickets, Chris, just to be away from the other people out there.
Yeah.
Just to be in there with your people.
That's why we do radio.
Doesn't matter what happens after that.
That's why we do radio. We're in this little room by ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't have to be around
we're
people.
We're in the fort. We pulled the rope up. No one else getting in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except for Aisha Tyler.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, she says, by the way, I finally watched your Franzen video. You two are adorable. Blah.
By the way, she confirmed she will be in next Tuesday.
Yay!
Yes.
All right. Thanks for being liberal, making being liberal feel sexy. Kim in Seattle will be there. It's being liberal is sexy, Kim, for God's sakes. That's the whole thing. You're empathetic. You're open-minded. You don't cheer for executions and uninsured people dying. You don't boo gay soldiers. And then the other, wow. This is an edition of Seattle Bitches Be Crazy.
Oh?
This was the breaking news.
Even more than Los Angeles Bitches?
Is, apparently. Roland writes, mentioned this yesterday, mm-hmm. but Roland writes, Saturday has been sold out forever.
Right.
Friday, there's only a few seats left. He writes, Steph, since Friday is selling great, but a lot of people want to do Friday and Saturday, I kid you not, the theater is going to open out the second balcony, which is normally not used for comedy.
Right.
Or small music shows. The second balcony, due to the fact the venue was built in 1907, is 104 years old. The second balcony has no elevator up there, but these seats will be general admission. No assigned seats, but $29 a bargain. This is for Saturday show only. People can go to our Facebook page or sexyliberal.com or go right to stgpresents.org. God, Seattle Bitches Be Crazy.
Have they dusted up there?
I hope so. Somebody get up there. Hey, listen to me, more theater. Somebody get up there with a dustbuster. It's Mama's birthday weekend in Seattle.
If it hasn't been used for years, it might be due for a little cleaning.
They won't be able to hear any of the jokes. You'll just feel people in the second balcony. Shut up there! All right. You know, kids, there's nobody I'd like to celebrate my birthday with more than you know.
Carl
Frisch. Bullfightstrategies.com.
So inviting to me.
Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Happy birthday to you. Mm. Happy birthday to you.
Bring on the spankings.
How old does that make Lisa? 22?
Shut up! Go ahead with the midlife crisis jokes. Everybody pile on.
I don't have any midlife crisis jokes. This is not a joke. I want you to know that I took Chris LaVoy's advice and made a gift in your name to the AARP.
So. Oh, you're such a bastard person. Seriously, I hate you and your ass face. Now, I think we're going to do a ritual burning of my AARP card tonight, David Bender promises.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You don't want all the discounts?
No, I threw that sucker out fast.
Oh.
All right, Carl Frisch, another great piece by you. We were just talking about that. You know, it is amazing, like one of the stories of campaign cycles. Right already are these Republican debates. And this audience reaction.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, you write that. You write. I love when you talk about that woman, speaking of things that became Saturday Night Live sketches, the I don't trust him, he's an Arab, that moment with John McCain. And then you say, you know things are bad when you look back in the rancor and race baiting of 2008 with nostalgia.
I know. It's like thinking of Thanksgiving with the crazy uncle.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, you're right. Then you know, you do a great progression of where we went from there. Joe Wilson screaming you lie at the President of the United States. And you say, looking back, Wilson's outburst and the acrimonious Tea Party protests would set the tone for this year's Republican primary debates. You're right. The bar keeps getting lowered, right?
Right. The only lesson we learned from that crazy lady in Minnesota that said the Arab thing was don't wait for the microphone.
Yeah.
You know, and so you've had Joe Wilson, you've had, you know, folks cheering the death of people, which is just crazy.
Yeah, I seriously, is the Republican or the presidential debates this year is going to be someone yelling the N-word at the president? Like, where do we go from here exactly? I mean, how much lower can the bar go?
Well, the next debate is on October 11th in New Hampshire, so I'm guessing they will be cheering the or die portion of the state's motto.
Well, you pointed out something I didn't even know. We all know the famous case of, you know, the guy that was executed and it turned out not to be arson, whose, you know, the wife and kids died. I didn't realize you said four people in Texas alone on death row have been exonerated and freed in the past 4 years. So, you know, like as you say, you have to assume all those executions they're cheering, there probably is more than one that was innocent.
Oh, absolutely. They've come up with a list of like five or six that are likely innocent and have already been executed.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, you finish with the cheering the uninsured guy dying and then the gay Marine who, you know, it really is amazing. Like you say, I think the more important thing, not a single Republican candidate acknowledged the obvious insult to his service. I mean, that's where we are.
No, I mean they took an opportunity to ignore the obvious in much the same way that Rick Santorum probably didn't realize he was standing in front of a Google banner.
That was the most awesome part of the Google debate.
The unintentional humor, yes. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Here we go! Russia, oh boy. I'm going to guess Russia's going to say something racially tinged.
Folks, I am telling you, this campaign is in bad shape.
The Republicans?
Every person
the president
sitting behind Obama is black. Huh? That doesn't happen. You go back, you check any time Obama does a personal appearance anywhere, the vast majority are white. Mm. It's diverse out there. Are you going to have some Native Americans? You have some gay, lesbian, transsexuals? You'll have, you know, but the majority of them are white. And now, they're all black.
Mm.
You just don't see that.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. I see. He's right. I mean, the Black Caucus is completely white.
Right.
Yes. Wow. So I see. So one Republican after another keeps imploding on their side, but it's the president's campaign that's in such horrible shape.
Right. Wait until those new campaign figures come out for fundraising at the end of the month, or at the end of the week, actually. And I can't believe what a special day on your birthday it must be to be starting with Rush Limbaugh's racism. Usually we end with it.
I know. but I have a whole cupcake for dessert, so let's... Charles Krauthammer on Brit Bear.
Look, the original Obama comes in with the country in terrible debt crisis, and what does he do? He adds another $1 trillion entitlement with health care. He comes in and he tries to get cap and trade federal control of energy. He spends $1 trillion on a stimulus that achieves practically nothing.
Well, untrue, 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 untrue. Anything else? Any other thoughts?
If they want to talk about health care in terms of numbers, fine. It may cost $1 trillion, but it net saves us almost $1 trillion. So the cost of it is completely outweighed by its savings.
Exactly.
So if you want to talk about the deficit, I mean, that's one great way to save money.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you. And I think I don't remember anywhere in the liberal medium them covering that a million more kids are insured now, you know, because of being able to stay on your parents' insurance till you're 26.
Right. Kids, seniors, Stephanie.
That's right.
Doesn't that mean more business for the insurance companies?
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't they be?
Yes. All right, here we go again with Obama hates business. Eric
demonizing Bowling. The business community, the business environment. I mean, the whole, you know, taxing people making over $250,000 a year, that's small businesses. The business community is saying enough already with the class warfare, trying to say, hey, if you're successful and you've made money, you're going to help pay for some of the social programs that he's trying to, always trying to make bigger and bigger.
You know, I finally saw it. Did you see Carl? Chris Matthews yesterday confronted one of these guys that business hates Obama. He's like, what are you talking about? Stock market through the roof since this guy's in. Corporate profits? What do you mean? Wall Street's doing great. What do you mean business hates this guy? You know,
It's never done better. I mean, and it's never really hurt. I mean, it was scary for a couple months at the end of the Bush administration, the beginning of the Obama administration, but we helped them out. I was talking to somebody earlier, yesterday actually, it will never be enough. They will never be satisfied. And people say, well, this president's so good for business, why would they go with the Republicans? Because the Republicans will give even more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. Carl Frisch remains in the sidecar. 17 minutes after the hour. Back with Carl Frisch and more Right Wing World on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow, that is like magic.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. Aldous in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Aldous.
Hey, happy 50th, Stephanie, from a man who turned 39 for the very first time this past Sunday.
Awesome. Are you lying?
No, not yet. This is my 1 year to be honest about it.
Yeah, that wears off. You get too old and tired for that. Thank you, Aldous.
You're welcome, Stephanie.
All right, baby. Carl Frisch rejoins us to finish up the Right Wing World. Must you?
What?
Must you on my birthday? Andrea Tentaro.
The right-wing velociraptor?
Yes, on the five.
The government, really, can we trust them if they can't handle the guns? Now they're going to take over the health care? If isn't a gun disappearing, what's going to be next? My liver? I'm on the operating table?
That was a dig against the Fast and Furious thing and health care.
They're coming to get your guns and your liver with a nice Chianti, Carl.
I had no idea they were after my guns and my health care at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know if those things are linked, but somebody better tell the FEMA death camps that they're on their way.
All right. Neil Cavuto on the Fox News on health care.
Premiums went up. Actually, they went way up.
Yes.
Wasn't it the president's health care law that was supposed to bring those costs down? White House Press Secretary Jay Carney responding to a new study that shows quite the opposite. The cost for companies offering health care plans jumping nearly 10% last year and topping $15,000 for the first time ever for the average American family.
Yeah, and see, that's the president's fault, Carl. It's not the greedy insurance companies that are trying to get in before the law kicks in that would disallow that. Yeah. Yeah.
Do everything they can, but, you know, 10% is actually better than it was last year. The other thing to consider is that if they'd let us put the public option into the health care legislation, prices would really have come down.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? All right, Gretchen Carlson on the Fox and Friends.
If I said 999, what would I be talking about?
No.
Well, voters, love Herman Cain's tax plan. But would his fair tax plan really work, letting everybody from rich to poor pay 9%?
Isn't this just, you know, further dumbing down, Carl, on the right? Just, I can understand that. It's zippy three numbers.
No.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind. Watch it upside down next time, and it becomes 666.
Exactly.
That's
all I'm saying.
I swear, it's of the devil.
Somebody check Herman Cain's scalp.
You know, by the by, though, I don't know. You know the Rasmussen. It leans right? The Rasmussen poll?
Yeah.
Herman Cain is only 5 points, points behind Obama in an imaginary matchup. 39% to 34%. Does that mean anything?
See, you used the key word there, by the way.
What's that?
The key word being imaginary.
Yes, exactly. I just love all this polling, though. You know, I mean, our friend David Bender, who's coming up in a couple minutes, he says it doesn't matter this far out. What do you think? I mean, because obviously CNN poll shows, by the way, Perry's still ahead, right? The Fox poll shows Mitt Romney has regained the lead.
Well, keep in mind that when you match Obama against these right-wingers, none of these Republicans have been faced with the attacks that Democrats will use on them yet. So that skews how close these things are. And really the only polls that should matter are the polls of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and the early primary states. The national polls do a good job of indicating broad support,
right.
But if Romney can't pull off a victory in those, you know, early several states, he's going to be in trouble regardless of who's coming up on his heels.
Right. But what do you make of that thus far? Let's see. The CNN poll shows Perry at 30%, Romney at 22%, and then the Fox poll shows Mitt reclaiming frontrunner status over, what do you call it? What's his name? See, I'd forgotten already. Perry. Yeah. So, what do you make of that?
I think polls say a lot. Depending on the audience that they've gone after, I think this thing is still very volatile. I think Perry had a very bad week, and I think you should take some Boniva.
And he closes with the age joke. All right, Carl. One word for you. Goodbye.
Happy birthday.
God, Ever,
yay,
I love you, bye.
Carl.
That's what I got for you. Where did that come from?
That was funny.
He just blindsided me with that.
Yes, he did.
For God's sakes, I was having a serious political discussion. He shoves an age joke in there.
A Boniva joke.
I think I will, in fact. What is that for? Bones?
Yeah, it's for osteoporosis. You're
yeah.
going to get that.
I've already snapped a foot, as you recall.
That's right.
I broke my foot last year.
Now you're
thanks
gonna...
for the late Boniva advice. Now a warning. Now.
Uh-huh.
All right. We've been waiting for this for years.
Now a warning?
All yes, right. Finally.
Thanks. Now, after I break my foot, you tell me to take Boniva.
Thank you for sending that, Jeff in D.C.
Thank you, Jeff in D.C. Because he had to have one more warning.
You're fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now a warning.
Now a warning?
29 minutes after the hour. We return with David Bender next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
He's insane. And on top of that, she's like 60.
Oh, you are testing my will today,
why?
My friend.
Why?
34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, I mentioned that I almost fired you.
You're fired.
For not getting the now warning clip from Death Becomes Her.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's a handy clip. And we finally got
now
it.
Now a warning?
All right, see? But that's why you sent me this story, because there are worse bosses.
Oh,
see,
yes.
See, our president to staff, you will be fired for not replacing milk.
Yeah.
I got to make up some new threats now. I said no. Hydrangeas. All right. Keith, see? Thank God no one brought me hydrangeas from my birthday.
I know, right?
Right? Keith Zackheim is president of Beckerman PR, a PR firm in Jersey. He's also a big fan of milk. Don't test him. Below is the email that he sent to his lazy, selfish, milk-sucking staff. It's an actual bad boss memo. From Keith. I've repeatedly requested until I'm blue in the face, the person that finishes the milk must replace the milk. Blah, 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 blah. I'm gravely serious when I write this. If I catch someone not replacing the milk, I'm going to fire you. I'm not joking. You will be fired for not replacing the milk.
Wow.
Have fun explaining that one to your next employer. This is not an empty threat, so please don't test me. Wow. See? You can work with Keith.
That is true. Maybe that's why.
You know,
why
all my threats are empty because I can't get anyone else who would want to spend this much time with me. So I'm like, all right, if it takes you 2 years to get the now a warning thing, it's whatever. I'll
okay.
wait.
Uh huh.
All right.
It's not like I'm doing other things or anything, you know.
All right, let's return to our friend.
Return.
Yeah, baby. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
Return. stated.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Daniel?
Stated.
He's not just a man. He's a mobile app. Progressive Voices, the mobile app. Hello.
Happy birthday, you immobile but permanent legend.
Thank
exactly
you.
Where you are. You do not have to enter this new century.
Thank
you.
You're
a legend in any time.
Thank you.
Any.
You're absolutely right. You are mobile app. Yeah. I am nearly immobile, as you know, particularly as cocktail hour strikes.
And it works perfectly. I'll just keep moving around, and you will always be the place to come home to.
Thank
and
you, honey. Thank you, sweetness.
Yeah, I miss you.
How are you? I'm good. We will be doing the ritual burning of my AARP card that you have promised later.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing to do. I burned it for the first number of years. And then finally you realize, actually, there are discounts.
Yeah, they're not like, you know, tiny discounts. They're actual substantial discounts.
You know, probably everybody
really
at first
good.
Rejects it. Like, you probably, everybody first, like, I am not that old. And
right.
then you spend, like, a year in denial, and then you're like, oh, where's that damn card?
Well, what is it? It's denial, it's anger, and
yeah.
it's acceptance.
No, I did. Exactly.
And
I already threw it out, but I bet you in, like, a week or two, when I realize there's box wine discounts, I'm going to be dialing my rotary phone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be dialing my rotary phone and saying, hello, AARP. Might I get a new card?
These are the stages of your birthday.
Exactly.
So I heard you talking to Carl about polls.
Yes.
And the thing that is important to take a look at this new Fox poll that shows Romney back up. None of that matters, as I keep saying over and over again. Forget about the head-to-head right now. But look at trend lines. Look at the direction. And the guy who is moving up, as they used to say in when there was a record business, with a bullet, is Herman Cain.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And by the way, Chris, you can tell that the 666, you can see his head is shaved, so you can tell.
Okay, you just got to look a little closer.
You got to look a little closer. But
yeah.
here's the truth. He's up to, I think, 17%. He is
in
now
the Fox poll.
In the Fox poll, a solid third. But the direction, the way all of the movement, starting with winning that Florida straw poll, you know, a week ago.
Well, David, but I was saying this yesterday. Let me ask you, as the campaign strategist that has, as we know, been around since Rutherford B. Hayes. Doesn't this year seem particularly cattywampus? I mean, hasn't a different person won every straw poll so far? We had Michelle Bachmann won Iowa, right? You know, obviously Herman Cain won Florida. It looks like Romney's ahead in what's next, New Hampshire?
Right.
I mean,
straw polls don't mean anything.
Okay.
They're
not scientific.
Don't mean anything. The
Ron Paul's won one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Ron Paul has won one. He wins a lot of them. He won a lot of them 4 years ago.
Okay.
He can get his people mobilized to go do that. That's
well, what's the point of them if they don't matter?
The point is to get CNN and Fox and MSNBC and others to have something to talk
and
about.
And it's a fundraiser for the GOP party of each state.
Well, in many cases, Chris, that's exactly right. What it is it's designed as raise money. So let's put that, you know, BS aside, okay? And let's look at what's really going on. The important number, if you're looking for a number, the important number will be what people report out of this reporting period. At the end of, you know, September, they got a file. And Mitt Romney's going to file maybe $18 million. Rick Perry's going to file $10 or $12 million. And those numbers, that's the staying power. That's what proved when Obama was still 20 points behind Hillary Clinton. What proved he could stay in the race was that he was raising enough money. And everyone was going, well, all the major donors are with Hillary. How's he going to do it? He was raising small dollars and staying competitive.
Now,
and that's really the number to look at right now. Forget about the polls.
Michelle Bachmann says she is the comeback kid.
Yay!
Borrowing a Bill Clinton phrase. Your thoughts?
She's so like Bill Clinton. She's just like him.
Yeah, exactly like him. She was at Liberty University in my sister's hometown of Lynch, the aptly named Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yes.
She said, in races you have ups and downs, and we are on the upswing now, which I think takes some chutzpah to say that, frankly.
Chutzpah.
I'm not sure what poll she's looking at that shows an upswing.
Her upswing is always in her own mind. Someone came up to her and said, Michelle, you're on an upswing. And she reported it as fact.
Yeah.
You know, all, you know, her world revolves around anecdotes. Mine actually revolves around some vague memory of the history of how this works. And let me just say again, that historically, if you can stay competitive the year out before the voting starts and know that you have enough money, then frankly, the people who do matter, the people who are political machines, the people who are going to invest their time and energy and put their reputations on the line are going to go for you. So Mitt Romney and Rick Perry right now are the ones who can prove that. Chris Christie, had he gotten into this?
Well, okay, so what, I was just about to get to that. So what, I mean, obviously one of the headlines today is non-candidates are keeping presidential buzz alive. What is going on with Christie? You say, the headline is Christie says he's not running in 2012, but hints he might reconsider. Is he? Do you think he's getting in or out?
Yeah, I think he's out, and I think he's flirting. And isn't that an attractive concept?
Mm.
But leaving aside, you know, what his speech at the Reagan Library, he's made it very clear he does not want to gear up and do this. He is perfectly positioned for one or two things. He would be a fantastic running mate because he is somewhat more moderate, certainly than Rick Perry. And that he, you know,
he casts quite a shadow though as a running mate, doesn't he?
He does, and that's the difficulty. You know, you how do you do the camera shot? How do you do
two shots? That's
when
a lot
it's
of
already a three shot. Here's the real question.
But wait a minute. Let me.
Herman Cain thing keep picking up because you touched on it a minute ago. That 999 thing is exactly what appeals to voters. They want simple, quick fixes on both parties, by the way.
Yeah.
And that is resonating.
What happens to our revenue if the super wealthy pay 9% tax as opposed to the 30-something they're paying now?
Good idea. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying it's a good idea. Invading Iraq was not a good idea, but it was a simple idea.
Right.
We are going to go back and we are going to hit back at the people.
Well, a lot of the most awful ideas are very simple. Yeah, that's true. That's
good ideas often take nuance, and that's hard to get across in a bumper sticker.
Yeah, you know, shades of gray is not a good slogan.
Right.
Well, this is the thing I always bitched about, you know, he was like the media darling. He's so bold and refreshing and it's like, there's nothing bold and refreshing about really awful ideas. He's decimated education in New Jersey. It's like, boom! I said, let's destroy Medicare. Let's set all the old people on fire. Boom! There, I said it! And I didn't vaporize into the company. And then they make it sound like, oh, that's so courageous. Just truthful.
Let's do what Michelle Bachmann did. Let's talk about Bill Clinton. And again, you know, his words keep resonating with me, which is Americans prefer strong and wrong to weak and right. And if you were strong, even about wrong-headed ideas, you polled Ronald Reagan's ideas when he was in California as governor or when he was president, and down the line, if you don't put his name on the ideas, on the policy positions, people disagreed 95% of the time with the positions. But then they heard them coming from him, and they said, God, that guy is strong. He knows his own mind.
Well,
that's
okay, but the other thing, though, is let's look at, obviously, what everybody's talking about is that this audience member stood up and begged him to reconsider his decision. The future of the country is at stake. And he said, I hear exactly what you're saying, and I feel the passion with which you say it, and it touches me. By the same token, that heartfelt message you gave me is not a reason for me to do it. The reason also has to reside within me. I mean, that leaves the door open to, I might just develop that feeling. He says, I'm listening to every word of it and feeling it, too. I thank you for what you're saying, and I take it in. I mean, that's flirting, big tease.
And we are, in fact, grateful. I mean, it's like that moment, you know, with Michelle Bachmann eating the corn dog in Iowa.
Oh, dear God.
Had there been a soundbite of him saying, I don't have the fire in the belly.
Yes.
That would have been that. We would have been using that line forever. So he was smart enough to know not to say that. But that's really what he means. He does not want to run right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be in that situation.
All right. David Bender, it's my 50th birthday, so you can't say no to me. So I would like you to hold through the break. Would you do that, sir?
Rebecca promised me a cupcake for my birthday that says ho as well.
We have a ho cake with your name on it. but I want to get your take on Rick Perry because we've talked about that so much. So, David Bender, we return with him in a moment, 45 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
God, it was terrible. Hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Margaret in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Margaret.
Hey, Stephanie.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
It's your birthday.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you that, like you, I don't know if you remember, the first time I met you, I had broken my foot like you had. In January, I broke my ankle.
Oh, dear God. Oh, you're becoming that Samuel Jackson character in that Unbreakable.
I know, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
But the deal was that in 1 week, I had to get one of those little scooter things so that I could wheel around work and have
one.
A cast on my leg.
Got one in my garage. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Had the handicap sticker on my car and received my AARP, and it was my birthday week.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Vicious birthday. Yeah, so I feel your pain.
Check. I'm with you, Margaret. All right, honey. Thank you. All right. We had a fabulous time in Asheville, North Carolina with my 88-year-old mom, my Republican mom. Hello, David Benda.
Hello. And what fun with your mom and the bird and all of
that.
Oh,
the masturbating bird schedule could finally be accommodated. She changed her car time twice. Everything was fine. Oh, we have to thank Brian Hall, the handsome, talented, and well-endowed program director of the Revolution down there. He took such good care of us. And Von Seal, we went to Bouchon, the official snooty French restaurant of the Stephanie Miller Show. And I had creme brulee.
By the way, she sent you some shirts and hats for your birthday.
I got them.
They're sitting over there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got others?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only liberal shows have snooty French restaurants. David Bender.
Yes, of course. And,
yes.
And speak French everywhere.
Exactly. Oui, oui. Mm-hmm. All right. So we were talking about, first of all, the non-candidates. Chris Christie, Donald Trump says he might get back in, which I'm,
God, really?
Rudy Giuliani, his aides are courting New Hampshire activists. Sarah Palin, my favorite, she said she'll decide soon whether to join the field, but she worries the White House might be too shackling. She said, is a title worth it? It's not a title, you moron.
It's only
like a queen or something.
Like a
is
pageant.
Is a title worth it?
She's a pageant girl, so that's how she thinks.
Yeah, look out. The girl VP's got a gun, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let me just understand this.
Look out! The girl VP's got a gun!
Yeah.
Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen's got a gun.
I love that, David. That's my favorite. Does a title shackle a person?
You can't make this stuff up. Although apparently Joe McGinnis and Levi Johnston are trying. The truth in Sarah Palin is much better than any fiction. Look, they're all playing that game. It's fine. If we're cutting through all of that, what really matters is what happened yesterday. Florida announced the date for the Republican presidential primary.
Oh, right.
And they moved it up. They moved it up to January 31st. That is very, very early. It means that Iowa and New Hampshire will probably be around New Year's or Christmas or maybe tomorrow. All that tells me is that it's going to come down as it did for John McCain. If you remember, he won that nomination. He was the comeback kid in Florida. Florida will decide who the Republican nominee is going to be.
Wow. I love, let me read you the rest of Sarah Palin's. She said, aren't they someone like me, Maverick? You know, I do go rogue and I call it like I see it. I don't mind stirring it up as a title and as a campaign too shackling. Ari Fleischer says it's plain and simple too late for anyone else to join the Republican field. Is that true?
No, it's not. And not if you're Sarah Palin. Ari Fleischer said a lot of things during the Bush administration, which weren't true.
That's true.
So I never looked to him for accuracy. It is possible for someone who could raise huge amounts of money, Sarah Palin would be one, Chris Christie would be another, to still be able to get in, or a self-funder. And Donald Trump isn't one such person. Donald Trump doesn't have deep pockets. He has, he has a contract with a network which is paying him money. He couldn't afford to do this. But people who could raise the kind of money it would take to be competitive. And remember, we're talking about a $1 billion campaign. We're talking about huge sums of money.
I love someone phrased it. Sarah Palin could still run for president, but if she did, would it even matter? Meaning, it's sort of like the political version of a political tree falling in a political forest. Would it actually?
It would matter. It would shake up the field, and it would certainly. I mean, if Michelle Bachmann thinks there's any oxygen left to breathe
now, and she is on life support, that they pull the plug. I mean, Sarah Palin getting in would be the end.
Well, she's in that new CNN poll. She's at 7%, along with Herman Cain and Ron Paul. Rick Perry at 28% in that one.
But again, trend lines, and that Fox poll is much more indicative of what's really going on right now. Herman Cain is, and he even said it. He said maybe he's the flavor of the month, but the fact is, those simple ideas are resonating. Herman Cain won't be the nominee. But he's going to have an impact. He has already had an impact on the city.
Isn't Rick Perry sucking up all of, you know, what would be her voters?
Yeah, he is. And it's because more than anything, he resonates with the religious right. He is the guy. He is the anti-Romney. He is therefore the pro-Christ.
Have you been surprised at how, you know, he appears to have stumbled in the debates and imploded so far?
A little bit. I'm a little surprised that he hasn't prepared more, that he hasn't worked harder to get better at it. You know, that's the arrogance, that's the hubris, you know, of never having lost an election in 26 years. You think, you know, you can play on any stage. This is a big stage. He's not used to the scrutiny.
That's exactly it. I was quoting somebody who was saying that, you know, you have to understand how Republican Texas has really become. George Bush had to actually work with Democrats in Texas. They were saying Rick Perry has never had to work with Democrats. He's never had to even appeal to anybody moderate, anybody other than this crazy Tea Party kind of Republican base. So, you know, you're right. He may be sort of just unprepared for this.
But Steph, if you look at how he's stumbling, he stumbled because he has not been conservative enough. He stumbled by saying that, you know, he thought you would have to be heartless not to want to have something the equivalent of a Dream Act in Texas.
Yeah, he's been trying to walk that back. Right? Did you see that? He's been doing he said Wednesday he was wrong to say that opponents of his immigration policy have no heart. He said, I probably chose a poor word to explain to people who don't want their state to be giving tuition to illegal aliens. He said, I was probably a bit overpassionate by using that word, and it was inappropriate.
Overpassionate. Yeah, that's how Newt Gingrich explained his extramarital position. He's too passionate about America. So don't watch what he does or says because he's just too passionate. By the way, today is the day that Newt is going to announce the new contract with America.
Oh, my God. It's a birthday present to me, isn't it?
Great.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Actually, that
can't be a coincidence.
No. There never is.
I thought he already released some kind of new contract with America thing.
He's announcing it in Des Moines today.
Oh, that's really exciting.
It's big, and it's going to be deep and broad, and it's going to be meaningful and impactful, and he is the thinking man's Republican. And by the way, he said, you know, we need more people. He was also evoking Bill Clinton. He said, we need more people like Bill Clinton who think big. Bill Clinton should be advising Obama every day. This is Newt Gingrich yesterday.
By the way, quickly, David, before you go, is Mitt Romney going to succeed after running for office for basically two decades with being an outsider? He's a regular guy outsider.
No, he's a regular unemployed outsider. He is not going to succeed at that. But he is a smooth campaigner. He's got a lot of money, and he's in for the long haul. It will come down to Florida. Florida, Florida, Florida.
If you had to say today, Romney or Perry?
Perry, if I said it today.
All right. All right, David Bender, I love you.
Happy birthday. Love you.
Love you, too. See you for the ARP card burning later. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why not? Why not? It's my 50th birthday. I haven't done any show prep. Why am I even working? Why can't I just spend the entire hour asking Jim Ward to do happy birthday as various characters like the listeners do? Did Jim Ward wish me a happy birthday as Kim Jong-il?
Happy birthday for you. Happy birthday for you.
People will enjoy this more than my normal claptrap anyway.
Happy birthday, Audrey.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, and I got you a walker.
Thanks very
much. And hover around.
See?
And
people are enjoying this mic. I'm going to do it an entire hour.
And some depend on the garment.
Could Tom Brokaw please wish me a...
Happy birthday, Stephanie Miller. Dolly, you're on the latter side of life.
All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, look, I got a card, a musical card from all three of you. Oh, I see. You're living proof that something good made it out of the disco era. Very
yes.
much. Thank you. A disco ball. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jim. And Rebecca got me a hoe cake.
Yep.
It's a little hoe cupcake. It
oh,
just
really?
Says hoe on it.
And you took pity on me and took a bite out of a bagel that I brought you.
Yes, I did. Thank you for my birthday bagel.
She couldn't give you a ho-ho, just a ho.
You know, the main thing you could do for me is buy a ticket to Sexy Liver, which Mary in Seattle did. She's coming to the big birthday show. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Steph, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to tell you, I turned 60 in May, and everybody says, well, you know, you look like you're 40, and I feel like I'm 18. And so I was going to tell you, if 60 is the new 40, 50 is the new 30.
Yeah.
So
what?
Lisa is actually robbing the cradle. Not
oh,
you.
Dear.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
We're doing a Benjamin Button thing.
Wait a minute.
And listen, Marion, if anybody proves it, I do, that you're only young once, but you can be immature literally forever. And
exactly.
I, yeah.
Wait a minute. If 50 is the
well,
new 30.
See you Saturday, and we love you.
I love you too.
All right.
If 50 is the new 30, what does that make Lisa?
Shut up. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone with
10.
My midlife crisis over here.
10.
She's a zygote.
Yes.
Holy, you should be arrested.
Yes.
Leave me alone over here in my midlife crisis. I have to get to the Porsche dealership. I've got to get a new toupee. I've got to get lifts for my shoes. Okay. Can I put those in my orthotics? Can you put the lift on top of the orthotic?
You're making yourself sound like an old Jewish man.
All right, just shush and come to Seattle, everybody, for God's sake.
Searching for something better to do than sip lattes at the original Starbucks? Well, come sip some sexy. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Seattle.
Wow!
And you will be entertained.
So, the flannel shirt deal, is that a nod to the crispy Seattle weather?
On September 30th, at the Moore Theater, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and the woman who is sharper than the Space Needle, Stephanie Miller, will spread their progressive sound across the Puget Sound. Tickets are available online at stgpresents.org or by calling 877-784-4849. It's more affordable than a low-fat, half-calf, double espresso mocha ice frappuccino. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Get ready, Seattle, to be sleepless, sweaty, and sexy.
How do you spell sexy?
Sexy.
S-E-X-A-Y.
A-A-A.
Is there a
boom loud
over the A?
S-E-X-A-A-A.
I think it's just two A's for A-A-R-P.
Ah, there you go.
And also, Jim, because... because we did another edition of Seattle Bitches Be Crazy, they just opened the second balcony up in the rafters or something for, I don't know, the Saturday show. So there's a bargain $29 tickets. There ain't no stinking elevator. So
it's just rats up there right
yes.
now.
You suck. You're not funny. Tell a cat
anyway,
joke again.
All right.
Talk
I don't
about
know.
The cats.
So
we
there are
that.
A few tiny Saturday night tickets available way up in the...
And Statler and Waldorf are up
yeah.
there from the Muppet
hey,
Show.
Nice job. Hey, get a real job.
Hey, I sat on Jimmy Hoffa. What the hell? Yeah, they haven't opened that in quite some time, apparently.
Yeah.
Michael in Seattle's coming. Steph, happy birthday. I have tickets for the Friday night show with my lovely bride. Unfortunately, they're the cheap seats due to the amount I spend on whiskey and kids.
Oh.
All right, listen,
wow.
I don't judge.
In that
I'm
order?
All a Twitter at seeing you on Friday. I don't judge that. I would spend more on, I mean, kids, not so much. Whiskey, yeah.
Well, that's, you spend a lot on your dogs.
Kids, yeah.
Yes.
Your dogs, your
I
kids.
I understand.
There's some good news. Al-Qaeda has its first English language magazine. Called Inspire.
Oh, awesome.
It has a glossy?
Yes.
Awesome.
The
is
table
there a
contents,
centerfold?
Yeah, I hope so. Ooh, nice burka. It says, table of contents promises to answer various questions pertaining to the jihad in the Arabian Peninsula. It includes a feature about how to make a bomb in the kitchen of your mom.
So, oh, awesome.
Helpful tips.
In mom's kitchen. Good. Thank you
in
for that.
In the kitchen
Jim.
Of your mom?
How about this one? James is coming down from Sitka, Alaska to see Sexy
Sitka.
Liberal.
Nice.
I've been
is
to
the
Sitka.
Meet and grow before or after the show? It's right after. Love, James. Meet, he actually spells meet M-E-A-T, so he's going to grab a hunk. He's really taking that seriously.
Well, you do have a spectacular
he's
ass.
He's going to grab a big handful. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Keith is coming. Steph, I was super excited when I heard you were coming to Seattle. Oh, no, until I heard the dates of the show. I'll be in Iceland on those days. Since I can't see your show, I will visit a penis museum and take pictures and send them to me. All right, that's good enough. FYI, you can see a whale's penis at Ivar's Salmon House in Seattle while you're here.
Oh.
I think I might just do that. Have a happy birthday while you're here in Seattle. I think I will go see the whale penis. I believe I will.
I love Seattle.
Yeah, it's
except
awesome.
For the whale penis while you're trying to eat.
Well, yeah. Seattle's such a beautiful city.
It is. It's a great city.
Oh, looky, some fun facts. Club 61ers. That's me, born 1961, like President Obama.
Which makes you a baby boomer.
I may just give up the ghost on that. Okay.
We wore her down to a nub.
Yes. I'm too old to fight back and keep claiming I'm Gen X. This from Scott.
I'm Gen X, I tell you.
Dear Steph, as the official special effects makeup artist of the Stephanie Miller Show, who just happens to have been born on January 1st, 1961, I'm the official greeter of the 61ers Club. Welcome, new member. Why, thank you. You can take heart. You are still younger than some of your fellow 61ers. You want to know some? These are some fellow, but I'm younger than them.
All right.
By a few months. Wayne Gretzky, George Stephanopoulos, Fabio, Eddie Murphy, Melissa Etheridge, the official rock star of the Stephanie Miller Show, Enya. George Clooney, Michael J. Fox, Aaron Sorkin, Boy George, Forest Whitaker, Woody Harrelson, Susan Olsen, the original youngest one in curls. She's the youngest one.
And you went to college with Forest Whitaker.
And James Gandolfini. I did!
Wow.
However, before you get cocky, you are older than these fellow Club 61ers, Eric Stoltz, who I also went to school with. I went to school with so many people that are so much more successful than I am.
Jim went to school with Daphne Zuniga.
And it's time to reflect on that at the mid-century mark. What a loser I am. Eric Stoltz, Isaac Mizrahi is my age. Katie Lang, the original, not John Fugelsang.
Right.
Who has an eerie resemblance.
And Eric Stoltz used to date Daphne Zuniga.
I know, right? Ralph, the Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio. Kathy Griffin.
Who still looks 12.
Nadia Comaneci, Meg Ryan, Mariel Hemingway, Julianne Moore, and wait for it, Ann Coulter. Oh,
ew.
Yeah.
You look about 20 years younger than Ann Coulter.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, she
also, you look human, which is...
She lives on Chardonnay glasses and cigarettes, so she doesn't... She just eats the glass when she's done. Scott in Pasadena, P.S. October 22nd, I will be at the Liberal Sexy Liberal Show in Los Angeles. I have meet and greet, but I'm sadly not close enough to the stage to get all up in your business when you give your special love out to the front rows. No, I get back some. I get back some. I do.
Will there be teabagging in the upper balcony?
I may, you know what, just to prove my youthfulness, I may try to rappel up to the second balcony and
you rappel down.
No, don't.
Seattle.
Don't.
You rappel down.
Please don't.
Rappel, what do you do up?
You climb.
You climb.
I can't do that. That's too hard, the rope climbing, Jim. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's
I heard that.
Oh, that don't. Husky kid?
Yeah. I'll
trying to climb a rope? Are you kidding me?
I may try, but then there'll be some news out of Seattle.
Husky kid climbing up a big rope. Husky kid climbing up a big rope.
Stephanie trying to get to the second
up a big rope. Ba, 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 ba.
Don't you dare ask me if I ever climbed a rope. I've never climbed a rope in my life. I couldn't do it.
I can't either. I don't have the upper body strength. Okay.
Actually, I was thin then. I was able to climb the rope. Not well, but I did it.
Oh, and yesterday, by the way, Hal Sparks gave me a very nice birthday present. Time Bomb.
Yeah.
The actual, he got it on eBay, the actual game. Which, how fun was that when you got to toss a ticking bomb back and forth and then whoever, you know. Because it's funny when you blow kids up. That was the whole presence. By Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
Michael writes, my old enemy, the time bomb.
Uh-oh.
I've carried the scars from my time bomb experience ever since my little childhood pal hurled that bastard right at my face high speed and chipped off an eighth of my front tooth. I looked like Beaver Cleaver for a lifetime. It was kind of cute till I hit 10, then I looked damaged. Let's see. Oh, me and the missus are, hang on, I'm trying to hold up a sign for you. Me and the missus are attending the Sexy Liberal Show October 29th in San Francisco. Bring on the potty mouth. Michael, listen, I will consider it brought in. What?
Because
we've gotten...
N.
What? I'm just saying, if you happen to be a politically correct stick-up-the-butt liberal, leave the stick at home if you're coming Sexy Liberal.
Good Lord.
Yes.
The rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
Mostly great letters, but I got a couple of people appalled at my language at Sexy Liberal.
Oh, yeah.
Which if you listen to the show, I don't
know what
you're
appalled
about.
Just wait until, you know.
What? Ever.
Just wait until Aisha rejoins the show.
Woo! She dropped a C-bomb and an N-bomb at the Santa Fe show. Yeah. That's what I told her backstage. I'm like, I'm afraid. I'm too dirty. And she's like, I got this, sister. And she did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she rocked that sucker.
Although she doesn't drop any of those words on the talk this week.
I haven't watched yet because that's my nappy time because I'm old.
No, oh, well,
but
okay.
I'm going to try to watch today on CBS.
On CBS, she's really, really good.
She's awesome. She's if she's on all this week.
Yep. So check your local listings. It's on different times in different markets.
Bill sends his favorite new sign. I refuse to believe corporations are people until Texas executes one. Thank you very much, Bill.
Oh, corporations are people, my friend. Oh, they are. Yes, they are. Woof woof.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, I get it. It's a flashback to me in my USC freshman year dorm.
Yes.
Down, down.
There goes a narwhal. There goes a bikini whale.
24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Bill in Albany, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Bill.
Happy birthday to Mama.
Thank you, baby.
You are the best. I crossed that border last year, 6 years ago. And
it's a tough one.
Last year or 6 years ago?
It's great. Hey, I just wanted to know, Mama, do you think there will be enough time to issue tsunami warnings if Chris Christie jumps in the electoral?
No, it's the first bad joke of the morning has been thrown out. Oh, by the way, somebody from Joyzy sent me some Chris Christie fun facts, by the by.
Oh, okay.
Let me turn off my wacky music. Hang on 1 second.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was a normal complaint letter about the Chris Christie fat jokes, but it's not. Scott in New Jersey.
I thought it was, too, when I saw this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I almost deleted.
Get those
off. I'm not stopping. Yeah. Someone. Hey, everyone. I don't have time to call in this week with my schedule and the holiday. Q steps, one phrase in Hebrew. Oh, ani o tevetotach. Gamani motik. But... happy Rosh Hashanah. How's it going for you? Shofar, show good? They love that in the Catskills. But as I live in Jersey and I'm married to a teacher, I cringe when 95% of what is mentioned about Christie is his size. Don't get me wrong, I love the fat jokes and they're funny. Please don't stop. Okay. But I would love it if you guys made sure to mention at least one of the hundreds of horrible things Christie has done, let alone his horrible plans for education and disastrous budget cuts. He decimated funding for the at-risk youth program that has been shown to save the state millions of dollars in the long term by keeping kids out of trouble. He cut state funding for terminally ill poor children. It goes on and
what?
On.
So?
He is
what?
Surely fat.
Risk is good.
And the jokes are funny. Please don't stop telling him. But if people around the country only hear those jokes and they don't have details of what a danger this man is to the middle class and the working poor, we could be in very real danger of him becoming president. Scott in Jersey, thank you, Scott. I hear Governor Christie got hit by a car on the New Jersey Turnpike. Didn't have enough gas to get around him.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
So he's starting his presidential waddle.
Why?
He's running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I gotta dust off my old Joan Rivers fat jokes. I can't remember. She used to do about Liz Taylor. Or,
whatever.
I don't remember. I just remember her trying to get what's her name, Kathy Bates, on the red carpet. Show her a muffin. Get Kathy Bates over here. Yes. That's all I remember.
Did she do that right
maybe
next to you?
Maybe that's how you can get an interview with Chris Christie. Maybe you could offer him a muffin.
Muffin. Or 12.
Something.
I want the whole cake.
Muffin might not be enough.
Yeah. Muffin my ass. I want the whole cake. What is this?
All right. Ron in Woodland Hills. Oh, it's some listener comedy.
Oh.
Funny, funny, funny. Thank you for all your birthday wishes. And also, lots of people finally saw the, because we did the You Send It with my 50th birthday trip to France with my girlfriend Lisa, and we put together a little montage. And Ron in Woodland Hills writes, boring! That's like Joanne Worley used to say, remember? Boring! Steph, fine. Just be late on my birthday. thank you. Steph, I want every gay hater in the world to view the slideshow of you and Lisa's French vacation, because holy crap, you two are the most boring couple ever. I'm thinking, oh, two hot lipstick lesbians in France, but no, your slideshow is just as boring as every straight couple's slideshow.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, look at me in front of the Eiffel frickin' tower. Hell, I can take that exact shot in 2 seconds using photo booth on my Mac. In fact, the slideshow of my right-wing Jesus-loving brother and his fat family at Dollywood is more interesting. At least their skin, well, an assload of muffin top fat rolls popping out between shirts and pants, but still, hey, send this slideshow to Tony Perkins and the family council or whoever. Those right-wing haters need to know that their fantasy of what gays and lesbians do is far more exciting than what the reality is of what you do. I'm going to stick with a fantasy much less dull. Ronald Woodland Hills, who apparently did not enjoy my slideshow. Fine.
He's just jealous. Well, you know, two lesbians standing in front of the largest phallic symbol in Paris.
Come on, that's kind of hot. Straddling it on either side. Come on, Ron. Kirk in Seattle, you're on Stephanie Miller's show. Hey, Kirk.
Hi, Mama Moops. Happy birthday, Mama. You know, as Alex Baldwin says on 30 Rock, 50 and rich is actually 38.
Is that how it goes? Yeah, if only I were on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the show Saturday night, and, you know, when the Beatles came to town, they fished out the window of their Edgewater hotel room, and then when Zeppelin came to town, they hid a dead fish behind the pitcher in their hotel room at the Edgewater, and it was discovered via odor a few months later.
Oh.
But
oh.
What are the sexy liberals going to do when they come to Seattle?
No. You'll just have to wait and see, won't you? 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Every birthday,
Stephanie Miller
gets more depressed.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by.
Oh, this hour brought sponsorship. To you by. Oh, yes. Once a GOP nominee who won't talk nuts, there's a new sheriff in town. British police uniform, LA's Nottinghamshire uniform number 4, is running for president.
Thank you.
The Alan Wheatley Fan Club approves any mention. And I, yes, had to look up Alan Wheatley.
There you go. All right, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Rick in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I just want to call and wish you a happy birthday. I got a hot and sexy wife named Stephanie also.
Well, so, hello now.
Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Bring that cheesy stuff, yeah.
Happy birthday, dear Stephanie.
It's kind of turning me on, I got to tell you. Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow, thank you. That is.
Many more.
Thank you, baby. That was sexy.
Wow.
A little Barry Whitish. That's a little nice. Yeah. All right. And Shano sent a montage. Looky what I got here. Shano sent a montage.
This one's for you, Stephanie.
I'm here to celebrate a very important birthday.
Stephanie, it's your birthday.
Yikes.
God bless you this day. Stephanie, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Stephanie.
I'm 50 years old. I'm not a teen bopper.
50 years old.
You would cry too if it happened to you.
How about this celebrity birthday?
Stephanie Miller.
Today is her birthday.
Happy clappy 50th birthday from Shape. Hope your day is super. And I think you look cute in that hat.
Thanks. Happy birthday, Mama. This is Danielle. You didn't get older. You just got hotter.
Aww.
Steph, you have definitely found the recipe for eternal youth.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
Thank you, kids. That's so cute. And also, in honor of my birthday, Chris, I know this is not different than normal.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't done any of my show prep. Just screw you guys. It's my birthday. I'm just going to do the same thing the listeners do. Can Jim please say happy birthday to me? Is Denny Haster?
Hey, happy birthday there, Stephanie. I sent you a cake.
Thanks.
It's a meat cake made out of ham hacks, knackwurst, servelette, head cheese,
awesome,
with lard frosting.
Awesome.
Eat up.
Oh. All right. Thanks. Hey, look what Chris and Yankton got me for my birthday. Mm-hmm. He reminded me of all the old Joan Rivers fat jokes for this is some listener comedy for Chris Christie, because I can't remember them. Steph, these are the Joan Rivers fat jokes about all the time. Okay, hang on. He has more chins than a Chinese phone book. Yes! Okay. He puts mayonnaise on aspirin. Okay, yes! Mosquitoes see him and scream, birthday! Okay.
You go now!
Chris Christie is played by John Finette.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
This is all you can eat. That's all you can eat. You go now.
Alrighty then. Okay, so we've been talking about Mitt Romney. Jim, he's trying this now that he's an outsider.
Oh, I'm an outsider. Woof. Oh, yes. Woof, woof.
How can someone who's run for president as many times as he has...
Who let the outies in?
Yeah. Huh? So, what? Are we talking belly buttons or presidential candidates? Yeah, David Axelrod
said... My favorite album is In Through the Outdoor.
Mm-hmm. Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
He said, I don't know how you define a professional politician, but running for office off and on for 2 decades seems to qualify. Hmm. Romney has not held a private sector job with a paycheck for more than a decade.
Yeah.
As he tells his audiences, he's unemployed.
I'm unemployed.
I'm regular.
Just like you.
Like you. Except
I'm a regular fellow like you, except I have a gigantic mansion.
No, several.
Several of them, actually.
Several gigantic.
But I'm living in my son's unfinished basement.
He
and
said,
to buy that, I've got a bridge you'd like.
He said, I only spent 4 years as a governor. I didn't inhale. Ah, that's Mitt Romney humor. He didn't inhale the governorship. He's an outsider.
Yeah.
He's a scrappy outsider. He has run for higher office, actually 4 separate times, dating back to an unsuccessful Senate run in 1994. Since then, he has crafted a political network, raised mountains of campaign cash, and largely focused on life in the public sector. He has been pursuing the presidency full-time since leaving the governor's mansion 5 years ago. But other than that...
In other words, an outsider.
Scrappy. Scrappy.
And just like you.
The poor scrappy rancher like George W. Bush. All right.
I let the dogs out of the cage on the roof of my car.
All right, dog lovers should not laugh at that.
But it's funny.
Bastard person. Uh-huh.
Why isn't this president leading? Why has his presidency been such a failure?
And what's with his hair?
It's just
so short.
He's seriously... I've been following politics a long time. He's the most inauthentic human I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's like synthetic. He's made...
I'm human clip art. Everyone knows that.
He just does not. He does not have real human emotions or reactions.
I aspire to be two-dimensional.
All right. Continuing his man fight with Rick Perry.
He has a hard time with getting the story straight. I've always been against the Obama stimulus. Mm. It hasn't worked. I said that from the beginning. Mm. I say it now.
Mm.
Wow. Does he
that flip-flopper thing is just not going to stick on me. Nobody thinks
so. Yes, it will. No, it won't. Yes, it will. No, it won't. Gotcha.
Does anybody get a sense of any kind of emotion whatsoever?
That's what's going to happen in the field. It's just going to be Mitt Romney debating himself, his former self.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to implode.
What the hell are you thinking?
Rick Perry has imploded. It will be
with
him
that
debating.
Health care thing.
It will be the Massachusetts governor, pro-choice, pro-gay rights.
Okay,
Mitt
comrade.
Romney.
Whatever.
Debating the current Mitt Romney.
Comrade.
All right, mittens again.
I think it's unusual that the governor would talk about the stimulus after he, being the governor that accepted massive stimulus money to try and plug the hole in his state budget. So he probably had to take a look at his own home before he starts looking elsewhere.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why I didn't have to do my show prep today, because Mitt Romney did it for me.
Uh-huh.
I think I've made the exact same point that he used the stimulus money to balance his budget in Texas. I'm just sitting back here in the hammock. Let him have at it. Have at it, boys. My work is through here.
Although at your age, you better be careful in that hammock.
Yeah.
I just tell you, that is not a joke. I used to have a hammock. I had to get rid of it because I used to flip myself out of it all the time.
It's easy to do.
I'm too spazzy for hammocks. You don't have a brick. I have a brick deck.
Yes.
Remember, it used to be on the front deck.
Yes.
Yes.
A hammock over a brick deck.
So that's drinking, smart. I get in the hammock. Yeah.
That's actually Rick Perry, dude.
What's the thing you get caught in the spider web? Yeah. Someone would have to come and untwirl me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot operate a hammock. I'm too spazzy.
Oh, boy.
No, you don't twirl. You fall. It, like, catapults you, actually. So, yeah.
How do you get catapulted out of a...
Well, you just, when you try to get in it, it dumps you out.
It spins you out. Yeah.
Well, if you jump in it, yeah. Then.
Are you jumping into your hammock?
I don't have one anymore because I hated it and I got rid of it. Okay.
Denny Hastert used to have a ham hack.
Yeah. Lying dead.
Have you been shot out of a hammock?
Grabbing is I end up eating it and then fall to the ground.
All right.
But luckily, I bounce.
Bumbles and Denny Hastert bounces. Okay. Mitt Romney.
I think being front runner always is a bit of a peril.
Oh, yes.
It's That's a double-edged sword. It feels good. On the other hand, there's always a lot of scrutiny that comes with that.
Mm.
On the other hand, I might say something completely different in a minute.
Did he say it's a bit of a peril? Oh, my. It's a bit of a peril, really. Mm-hmm. Who talks like that? Oh, my God.
Clip art.
He's
That's just right.
So clip fake.
Clip art talks like that.
I got to hear that again. That was...
I think being front runner always is a bit of a peril.
I talk like that all the time.
I think it's the bee's knees, frankly.
Danya is in Washington State. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi,
Danya. Hi, and Jaden are here. We want to sing happy birthday to you.
Oh, oh, isn't that precious? Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday, dear Stephanie.
Oh,
heavens,
Betsy. Oh, goodness.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, kids. That was delightful. Thank you so much.
Why am I thinking of the two little girls in The Shining?
Yeah.
Stop Come it. Play with us, Danny.
Thank you.
Forever and ever and ever.
I corrected her.
Oh, God, children of the future, aren't they?
Yay!
Yes! Yes!
I am steamy. He's
and also steamy.
Messy.
And she's now 35.
Yeah. When are the rest of the children of the corn calling in?
Those are the only ones that are allowed to listen to me. All right. Oh, by the way, someone on our Facebook page yesterday asked if I was trying to tell everybody something with the me in front of Baby Dior in Paris.
Yes.
Computer says no.
No. No, you're not trying to tell anybody anything.
No, those eggs turned to dust a long time ago.
Although.
I just thought it was morally wrong in every way. That's
right.
What I was trying to point out. If there had been anyone shopping in there, I would have gone and bitched them out.
But
it's like, seriously? You're buying a $7,000 outfit for your four-year-old? They're going to outgrow it? Give some money to kids in Africa.
But
you're turning into Louis
Baby Black. Dior. Who buys their kid a Christian Dior outfit? It's like this big.
Christian Dior diaper.
Yeah.
La Croix, sweetie.
Oh, I got all my liberal panties in a twist. Christian Baby Dior. Exactly. Like they hammocked. It was like a hammock, my panties. Okay.
This is a weird show.
I don't know. I'm tired and I'm 50 and I haven't done my work. 45
and
minutes.
And you're menopausal.
Yes.
Yes. That's your excuse.
45. I'm not having that bad a midlife crisis. Hey, I think I'll have a baby. That'll be a good idea.
Oh, you're looking for a donor?
I know how I can fix my life.
Jim will donate.
I got the.
Thanks, Jim.
I got what you're looking for.
Thanks.
His are still squishy.
I got your beast already. 45 minutes after
it's
the
a
hour.
Catch.
Oh, God.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Nonstop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by GoToMeeting. It's the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Check it out. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that there. Try it free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. All right. I'm just making my voice monkey dance for me for my 50th birthday. Because I just love it when he reads actual Sarah Palin quotes. This is a can I have some Sarah Palin music, please? This is Sarah Palin from yesterday on Fox News.
through my process of decision-making with my family and my close friends as to whether I should throw my name in the hat for the GOP nomination for 2012. Is a title worth it? Does a title shackle a person? Someone like me who's a maverick, I do go rogue and call it like I see it, and I don't mind stirring it up in order to get people to think and debate aggressively and find solutions to the problems that our country is facing. Somebody like me is a title and a campaign too shackling. Does that prohibit me from being out there and out of a box, not allowing handlers to shape me and force my message to be what's going on or what contributors or political pundits want it to be? I do know I'd ace the bathing suit competition.
All right. After a little waxing. All right, now he's just improvising. All right.
Oh.
I can't even handle just Jim Moore doing it. I agree with that guy.
She really thinks it's a pageant.
Guy that calls every time we play a Sarah Palin bite and says, I think my just hit the back of my throat. Even Jim Moore reading it, it's irritating. Oh, it's not a title, you moron.
You are an idiot.
It's a title. Yeah, I can see how holding a full-time job and not quitting is exhausting.
I can just hear her inaugural address.
And my fellow Americans, I quit.
Yeah, yeah. It would hate to be shackled by having to finish anything you start. Okay. Oh, Chris and Yankton sent my other favorite Joan Rivers joke.
Oh.
So we're turning them into Chris Christie jokes.
Okay.
He's the only person I know who can stand in front of a microwave and yell, hooray! Okay. That was the one I was thinking of. All right. George in Syracuse would like to sing Happy Birthday in Ukrainian, and why not?
Wow.
Hello, George.
Hello. Actually, it's Mr. Hadzilovich who would like to wish you Mnohaya Lita. Mr. Hadzilovich? Yes, of course. Hello, Stephanie. Mnohaya Lita, Mnohaya Lita.
All right, George. Oh, gosh. Look, there's something wrong with this. Chris, what did you do to the phone lines? On my birthday, damn it. Somebody fix that.
Well, in German, happy birthday is herzliche Glückwünsche zum Geburtstag, which is why they sing happy birthday to you, birthday to you, because that just doesn't scan well.
Wow. Deb, in Mama's hometown, I got a time bomb for my birthday from Hal Sparks, who did the original game by Milton Bradley.
That's
where
right.
You can blow up your children. Deb writes, OMG, I was just driving up the transit to my home in North Tanawanda. And I want to say thanks for the time bomb interlude. My brother and I received time bomb as a Christmas gift 1 year. I remember the incredible edibles and creepy crawlers.
Yes. I had them both.
Yes.
And I have the burns to prove it.
You give the opportunity for third-degree burns. I, too, remember carrying OB slits in the back pocket of my cutoffs as a pre-drink to an evening of Jenny Pounders. Oh, she's a gal after my own heart.
Jenny Pounders?
Jenny Pounders?
Jenny Cream Ale. You pound the big Jenny Cream Ales, the big, tall ones.
It's not that way to pound.
Like a,
well,
yeah,
I know that,
like a,
but you...
They were like an hors d'oeuvre.
Is it like a 40-ounce that you would pound?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Holy
Someone
crap.
Brought me one at the Syracuse show.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd start with the OB slits in the back of your cutoffs, your painter pant cutoffs.
You should just go for the Colt 45.
You were professional drinkers up there in Buffalo, weren't you?
Yes, indeedy duty.
Wonder if Wolf Blitzer's like that.
I have tickets to...
We'll have to leave it there.
Cameron O'Connell's from Buffalo.
Yeah. I have tickets to Sexy Liberal Show in Buffalo. I'm taking my one student from McGovern, husband, who has a sense of humor, but is a hopeless big business Republican now. Mm. Oh, we will cure him November 21st in Buffalo at Shea's Buffalo. All right, Dan in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dan.
Well, hello there, Miss Stephanie.
Hello.
I want to say happy birthday
to you.
I missed you when you came here.
Oh.
And just want to say the next time you come, we'll try and take you out and buy you an ice cream.
Okie dokie.
So you just keep up the good work
All
and
right.
keep us laughing.
What am I, eight? Really what do you mean ice cream? I need wine, my friend.
No, I'm non-alcoholic.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Well, what do I
no.
care?
No. Okay, I'll buy you one, but not me.
All right, fine. All right.
Still buy the ice cream.
All right.
He just wants to watch you eat the ice cream.
To that age, either you're really, they're treated like you're really young or really old. Want to go for a ride in a car? Like I'm a Labrador, an 8-year-old. Want to go get some ice cream
ice
in the
cream?
Car? Okay.
Only if there's sprinkles.
All right. Oh, you know what? Do we have Baby Monkey, by the way? Because I need some sustenance for my birthday. Scott in Seattle writes, Steph, longtime listener coercing others to join the Steph clan. My partner sometimes has a headache in the morning and turns your show down as I'm driving him to work. There's an eerie chill that enters the car until he turns it back up. Yeah, you just do what you're told, spouses. Things will go better for you. He's learned to love you no matter how he feels now. Goodbye. I told my mother she should listen to you, and I almost met the back of her hand when she said, duh, I've been listening to her for years. She's awesome. I also find singing the Baby Monkey song is like an all-clear siren after a right-wing raid. Like when Glinda sings, come out wherever you are, and meet Stephanie Miller, who fell from a star. So cute.
Ooh, baby monkey, baby monkey, riding on a pig, baby monkey.
Get on that pig and ride. Patrick, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Pat.
Good morning, Stephanie, and happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
You betcha. You're 50 years young.
Thank you, sweetie.
And still a sexy liberal.
Thank you. People, they start saying...
I got two things to tell you. First of all, my family back in Michigan, especially my niece, they came and saw your sexy liberal show.
Awesome.
And it was awesome. You just absolutely rocked them.
Thank you, honey.
And, second thing I got to tell you is next month is my birthday. And I turn 60.
Awesome.
And I'm
Pat, have you been drinking early to celebrate?
Well, I'd say yes.
Yes! Awesome. All right. Go
I think he said he was going to be coming to the Sexy Liberal Show in San Francisco.
Oh, awesome. Yes, yeah. Good. Good.
That's what he told Rebecca.
Yes. He was drinking early. He's celebrating a little early, and why not? Okay, let's get to it.
Got about a month to go until that one, right?
Shut up. Sue in Rockville, Maryland in the chat room. Hi, Sue.
Hey, happy birthday again. I'm not singing.
Okay.
I'm not putting kids on.
Okay, good.
But I am representing the entire chat room, over 650 people who all wanted to say happy birthday. We love you, and we thank you, and Jim, and Chris, and Rebecca, and Aisha, and Hal, and John.
Aww.
But especially you, Steph, because you bring us all together.
Aww.
And we love you and wish you at least 50 more.
Aw, thank you. See, Sue, that's what people start saying, like, oh, you're 50 years young, and oh, it's better than the alternative. It's, you know, people start bringing up death. That is the alternative. That's how you know you've hit an old age.
Now, here's what I told you. You can be called an old lady all you want, and they can call you old, but never, ever let them call you a lady.
Oh, no one's ever called me an old lady. I got you, lady, right here.
No danger of that.
I never liked it. It was too Jerry Lewis, anyway. Lady! I just don't like it. Don't call me that.
Okay.
All right. 58 minutes Hoa. After.
Thanks.
58 after. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Thank you for all the happy birthday wishes. Mama's flargin 50 today. All right. And off to Seattle tomorrow for the big sexy liberal show. Friday and Saturday in Seattle. We will see you there. Let's see. Vanessa in Los Angeles. Hi, Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa.
Hooray, it's your birthday.
Yay.
I cannot wait to see you guys at the Sexy Liberal Show in L.A. in October.
October 21st and 22nd.
That's right. All the amazing music you've been playing this morning has almost made me forget the happy birthday song that I was going to do for you. I remembered it.
Okay, go ahead.
And it is one of those obnoxious ones that you hear at a restaurant that serves food that's horrible for you. You ready?
Right. Yep. Here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Have a happy day. Do we have a birthday here? Yes, we have a birthday here. Birthday.
Well,
birthday here. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Have a happy day. Woo!
Okay. Great. Thank God I'm not going to a restaurant like that tonight, but thank you. Yeah, where do they used to do that? I can't remember.
I think Chi-Chi's.
Yes, it's like a Chi-Chi's birthday.
Yeah.
It's actually a French song about plucking the eyes out of a bird.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which is...
Yeah. Camellia says, a happy birthday to someone too old to realize they should be embarrassed about still having a CD collection. Yeah, that's true. I didn't realize I do have a CD collection.
No, you still have tapes. You still have cassettes.
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
Because I'm 50. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sally O'Malley. I'm proud to say I'm 50 years old and not one of those gals who's afraid to hide her age, unlike some other gals. And I like to kick, stretch, and kick. I'm 50. 50 years old. 50 years old.
Okay, all right. And you look like Sally O'Malley, too.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Oh, I got another e-card. May you live long enough to yourself. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks. It's not here quite yet. May you live to be so old that you're driving terrorized people already.
Well, that's already.
Already. That's already here. Nothing to do with age. Okay. Oh, gosh, it's time for another 9-year-old. Ian in Massachusetts here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Stephanie. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
My daughter, Delenn, would like to sing happy birthday to you.
She's the original. She's the lying sack of crap girl.
You're lying sack of crap.
Uh-huh. Yes, hello.
Here she is. Hold on.
Okay, great. Hi, Delenn.
Happy birthday to you. You're living on two. You smell like, you look like a monkey. And you smell like one, too.
Awesome. Thanks, honey. That's awesome. Thanks so much. Here's a fart joke for you. They love that. Okay.
Oh, she gave you Girl Scout cookies at your Boston show?
Yes. Her mother brought her in to say hello. Like, she thought it was after the show, but it actually was right during the teabagging demonstration with Hal and I.
That's unfortunate.
Yes, it was indeed.
Yeah. Sexy liberal show, really
not for the
kids.
No. Yeah, here's how bad I am. My best friend is here for my birthday. She's like, can I bring my daughter to your show in San Francisco? I'm like, no. And I said, she's like 9. She's like, no, she's not 70. She's 12. See, I didn't really pay. I'm like, oh. They're all sort of the same to me.
Of 3.
I said, it's not appropriate for anybody.
I don't think it's appropriate for 12-year-olds either.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Ben in Santa Fe, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Stephanie. Happy birthday, my little Chichi Moco. A couple of things. You've got to take my advice. First of all, you didn't put bear whiz on your foot, like I told you a year ago.
Didn't put what?
Bear pee.
You're one step closer to death.
Thanks.
I hope you get the smart bills I sent you. And don't forget to ask for the free popcorn now. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Where do you get free popcorn? Where do old people get free popcorn?
Right. Norms? I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't you get a free dinner at Denny's today or something? You should go cash in on that. What? I'm serious.
Only people on Ustream can see the look that I just gave you. Okay. SexyLiberal.com, SexyLiberal on Facebook. Check it out. Come on out to Seattle tomorrow night and Saturday night for the big... and then we got L.A. coming up on October 21st and 26th. And then San Francisco, October 28th and 29th. Let's see. Who's this? Mike in Bellingham. Staff, my wife and I bought tickets for the 9:30 Seattle show several months ago for the two of us and our son, his 16th birthday. He kind of slides in. Was yesterday with 3 busy kids. My wife spends a lot of time driving, managing the soccer teams. Last night she said she's too busy to drive down to the show from Bellingham. My 16-year-old son will love the show. Yeah, he will, because he's 16.
Yeah, that's your sweet spot.
Filthy, yeah. However, I want so bad for my wife to come, since she loves listening to Steph. I know she loves to see Hal and John. Can you give some impetus for her to attend? She needs the break and some laughs, getting desperate. Go! Go, wife and belly. Come on. It's a come on, for God's sakes. All right. They opened the second balcony, which is dusty, I'm told, for Saturday night. So, good luck.
We're Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah. Kids be heckling you.
Hey, get off the stage. You're too old for this stuff.
Julie's going. Julie, the official vegan angel raper of the Stephanie Miller
Angel
Show.
What?
Huh?
Well,
did we need one?
She's an angel raper, not rapper. That's different.
I
don't know.
Is that a typo?
I hope so.
Hey, Steph, I'm going to see Saturday night's Sexy Liberal Show, but first I'm going to see Shelley Wright, the official country star of the Stephanie Miller Show, with the Seattle's Women Chorus Saturday afternoon. I'm super excited. Thanks for asking. But I'm also worried. You see, as a lifelong malcontent with a raging case of happy clappy envy, I'm afraid my head's in danger of exploding in a white-hot ball of country-fried sexy liberal comedy icon lesbian bliss. Will you have paramedics standing by, like when Oprah gave everybody a car? Yes.
Computer says yes.
Please be gentle. All right, Julie. She's feeling super.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Yes, indeed I do. Thank you.
I'm feeling super. I've got a corn dog.
That's the Marcus Bachman song. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you. All right. Oh, and John says, Steph, can I be the official dog trainer of the Stephanie Miller Show? If you say yes, I promise to remind my Republican mother constantly I'm the official dog trainer of the Liberal Show. Anything to annoy your Republican relatives. Speaking of which, Bill wants to know if my mom was actually at the Asheville Show on Saturday. Bill, she was indeed.
Hey, Mama. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm a member of the 61 Club. I turned 50 in April.
Welcome.
And I was born in Lockport, New York.
Oh, you were not. Really?
I was. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad was working there at the time. He worked for Kresge's.
Kresge's, I remember.
Yeah, my dad managed the Kresge store.
Wow. And, yeah, my mom, my 88-year-old Republican mom, was at the Sexy Liberal Show. However, her hearing aid's not functioning very well, much to my relief.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God, because
yes.
I saw you in Detroit, loved it.
Thank you.
And my boyfriend, who is really an 87-year-old lady deep down inside, was horrified at the language.
Horrified. Good. Good. Some people are, and that's fine. All right, thank you. His boyfriend, a bit of a prude. All right. But did you see this? The Google will tell you who's gay now.
Really?
All right. Funnier than ever that Rick Santorum was standing in front of the Google banner at the debate. Yes. Google it.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Google has introduced its own gaydar, which will tell you which celebrities are gay, which are straight. First of all, though, it seems to only index celebrities who've talked about their orientation at length.
Yeah.
Either to come out or to fight back gay rumors. For instance, if you search for "Is Elton John gay?" before you get in the articles, you get a little icon that says "Best guess for Elton John's sexual orientation is gay." So you get to guess.
Well, that's
I would.
Computer says yes.
Yeah, there's. I don't mean to help you cheat or anything.
Yeah.
You also the same thing happens for Ricky Martin, Rosie O'Donnell, and Neil Patrick Harris. So I'm not sure what the Google gay thing is about.
I'm going to check. Let's see.
Oh, you're doing me, aren't you, bastard?
I think it's hilarious that Neil Patrick Harris plays a womanizer on that show. It's just
I know. He's great, though. By the way, it sucks that
it says Stephanie Miller is gay.
Oh, awesome. Good to know. Good to know.
Does it mention Marcus Bachman by any chance?
By the way, I bet you it doesn't. Oh, see what it says. It's like a Ouija board. It's like a magic eight ball or something. Let's see what it says. It sucks.
It says Marcus Bachman's big gay mess. Seriously, that's the first story.
It's not as bad as Rick Santorum's big gay mess. If you Google that.
Oh, boy.
All right, the bad news is I turned 50 today. The good news is I was not blown up by a toilet this morning.
Oh.
Talk about it. Monday. Yesterday, a woman at the D.C. General Services office went to use the toilet when it exploded. It was caused by a high degree of air pressure in the plumbing at the building. Gawker writes, the woman is fine, but will probably be called Potty Patty or something else insufferable until she finds a new job to escape the embarrassment.
Oh,
wow.
So at least you're not her.
It was worth the general services she was expecting.
No.
No. Kelly in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kel.
Hi, Mama. Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
You share the same birthday as my precious pooch, Iggy. She's three today.
Who is?
Hey, my dog, what? Iggy.
Iggy? Oh, hi,
yeah.
Iggy.
She's beautiful.
What kind of dog is Iggy?
She's a rescue. She's a lab and cocker spaniel mix.
Oh, are she named after the Fried Green Tomatoes character? Or?
Yes.
Oh, you're a big Les, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. I sucked that out. I didn't even need Google for that.
Hey, listen, sister, I have a great way for you to beef up your boring French slideshow pictures.
Okay.
You have to join me and nine of my other lesbian friends down in Key West for Fantasy Fest in October. Ooh.
Oh,
it's the 50th birthday for my friend.
Awesome. So what do we
awesome
do there?
Anything you want.
All
right. Anytime you want.
Well, that was that titillated Jim more than me. All right. Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate it. All right.
Man, in Hawaii, there was a table, a breakfast table of lesbians, and they kept multiplying. I heard there
breakfast
was a
table
female
of lesbians.
Well,
it was a breakfast buffet of lesbians.
More tables.
Oh.
There were
we multiply
there
like that.
No, it's hard for lesbians
saw
to multiply.
Your last party. You know, that was it. That was, wow. And boy, those were some tough girls. Wow.
All right. Thank you for that story.
Wow.
What? By the way, Aisha Tyler wrote to me. She said, hey, finally got to watch your friend's video. You two are adorable. Blah. let me just tell you something. Can I do a quick impression? Aisha will be back in studio with us next week.
Yeah.
She was doing the
talk
this week.
On CBS.
Yes. Which you can watch today and tomorrow, too, I assume.
Yep.
Okay. So in Detroit, I was with her all the way from the airport when she was on the cell phone talking to her husband. Mm-hmm. They've been married, what, Jim? 19 years? Mm. College sweetheart, 17 years something. Oh, my God, you've never heard anything like
oh
it. Was seriously, I yacked
God
over the
like
back.
A bunch of
God.
Yeah. I love you.
Honey. Hi. How are you, baby? I'm like, oh. I am right here. Thanks. Oh, my. It was the cutest thing. I can't remember what. Thanks for bagging me the hard-boiled egg and the separate little packets of salt and pepper. Oh, honey, thank you. That's so sweet. I was like, oh, splat.
Did you have a girlfriend at that time? Because
no.
if you're not attached.
I was more
that,
bitter. Yeah. I was like, oh, shut up. God. By the way, oh, Gretchen Chicago writes, hey, Steph, thanks for the slideshow from France. Lisa's gorgeous. Thank you, I know. You look so damn happy, which is why we, your fans, like to see, even if it does completely ruin your on-air reputation as a childless loser. Oh, no, I'm still a childless loser. And I
there's a way of fixing that.
That's the second time Jim has offered me his birthday beef sausage for breakfast.
I'm not entirely sure you can say that on the air.
It's a breakfast beef sausage. It was very nice of him. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate
all right
it.
Well,
I'll settle for my usual.
You took and flip as to which one's going to be carrying the kid.
Thanks, Jim. I'll just settle for my usual grope in the elevator after the show. Thanks. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We've got to keep up our strength for the fight against evil.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. Jim was my boyfriend, and he likes it, trust me. 25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Rob in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hi, Rob.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you, baby.
I just wanted to tell you that I was in the front row of the Santa Fe Sexy Liberal show.
Hello.
And literally about 15 feet away from you.
Oh,
and
dear.
Not only do you have the body of a teenager,
oh,
but at most, you look like you're in your mid-30s.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I mean, of course, I was drunk, but...
All right.
That helps. That helps.
All right.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Up close here,
I got my glasses. But, you know, other than that.
Everyone's a bastard person today. All right. Oh, here's some good news. Herman Cain promises to save money by toning down his inaugural ball.
Ah, yeah.
He'll be the only singer. Great. He'll book himself as the only entertainment.
I must tell Jeeves.
You know, that would
and
be
one keyboardist.
Just a Casio. Just Schroeder. Just him and Schroeder.
Yeah.
He's not going to ahead of himself at all, anyway.
No, not at all.
One straw poll, and he's planted the hole. That would be, if a Republican wins, Jim, it would be a return to really sucky singers. Because you remember, I think George Bush only had, like, Biz Markie at his... So all the good singers are Democrats.
And JoJo. There was Biz Markie and JoJo.
Yep.
I don't even know what a JoJo is.
Yeah. We have all the good talent.
You got ready.
Jimmy, okay. That's that sound Oreo makes before she rips my face off, whatever that just was.
She's Biz Markie.
Yeah.
Biz Markie.
Jason in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Stephanie. Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, I just want to let you know, thank you guys for doing your show. You're amazing. I listen to you every day. I'm 26 years old. I didn't know too much about politics until I started listening. You're very informative, and just thank you and keep it up.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for respecting your elders. I appreciate it. All right.
Have a great day.
All right.
You're nearly twice as old as he is.
I've gotten too tired to flirt with 26-year-olds now. I'm sorry.
So you're giving up your cougar status as well as your Gen X status?
What did someone call me? Whatever guy called in and said, you're so fit and newsy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a gal likes to hear. Fit and newsy. All right.
You in newsies?
That's better than the alternative.
I'll take a birthday spanking, though. Hi, Frank in Syracuse.
Hello. Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you, Frank.
I was just wondering, are you going to get your birthday spanks on the air or off the air?
Well, if Jim Ward has anything to do with it, both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. I'm waiting to hear.
Mm, all right. We'll do that in the last segment.
Fit and newsy. That's better than fat and boozy.
You got the boozy.
I'm all of that.
You got the boozy. What do you mean fat?
All right.
Stop it.
Okay. Oh, I already knew. This is not breaking news to me. Bill O'Reilly says it's absolutely true. He hates Sean Hannity. I knew it. Because remember, I told you once I had a conversation with Sean Hannity at a radio convention.
I hate that bastard.
Back when the liberal radio first started and he was saying some liberal radio show sucked. I'm like, I'll admit some of them suck if you admit that Bill O'Reilly's radio show sucks. And he just laughed. He didn't say anything. He laughed. It's true.
Oh, because it did suck. Wow, did that suck.
Yeah, he was responding to Roger Ailes' comments that he hates Sean Hannity. He said it's true. O'Reilly hates Sean and he hates Rush because they did better in radio than he did. Ha ha! That's what I said.
Even though we did it live, we do it live.
He tried to do it live. Didn't go so well.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks. Where's
so
my teleprompter?
When you don't have a teleprompter, it didn't go so well.
And you have 2 hours to fill.
Three.
Well, we have three.
Yeah.
He
only did a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
Puss. Von Thiel in Asheville, North Carolina, owner of the official Snooty French restaurant of the Stephanie Miller Show, Bouchon.
Joyeux anniversaire, Stephanie.
What?
Look how snooty we can be.
What?
Thank you, Jim. Joyeux anniversaire.
Mm. It's happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, well, it's hard for me because, you know, I'm a Texan. I'm not French.
You could have fooled me.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I'm calling to see if things went well during your celebration.
It was fabulous. We had a delightful dinner at Bouchon.
Oh, thank you so much. And I can't stand it, but I do want to give you some hope for your middle age.
Yes.
Went to the big family wedding. No arrests. No big arguments, tears, and no drunken falling down steps.
Awesome. Aww. I'm glad it went well, honey. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Happy birthday, you thing from another world, you.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought
to you. I claim this birthday in the name of Mars.
Thank you.
Okay.
This hour brought to you by.
By British Police Uniforms LA. Want a Republican candidate who can't be bought? British Police Uniforms LA. Nottinghamshire Uniform Number 4 is running for president. Remember, the Supreme Court said a president can be an empty suit and rented.
Okay. All right. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Burl in California. Hey, Burl.
Hey, Steph, I've got the Sheriff John birthday song for you.
Okay.
Oh, Sheriff John. I remember that.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Put another candle on the birthday cake, and when you do, I wish you'll make so. Put another candle on the birthday cake, you're another year old today.
Thank you. I may be too young to even know what the hell that is.
No, that was a local LA thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm from Buffalo.
My mom remembers Sheriff John.
We had Captain Kangaroo and...
That was national.
Ollie and something else. Kukla Fran and all
that. That was national, too.
All right.
Not a Chicago. Beanie and Cecil. And did you have
Beanie
and Cecil?
Captain Tom. Yeah, that was local.
Captain Tom was local? Okay.
Yes. Victor in Minnesota. Somebody from Buffalo called me. You know what I'm talking about. Tom Joles. Captain Tom.
I do.
Hi, Victor.
Yeah, this is Victor from Minnesota, ready to talk to you today. Hey, anyway, you ever notice, and I think Obama should take this lesson from his own wife. You ever notice everybody calls her monkey. She's ugly, she's this, she's fat, she's spending $75,000 this, but she continues to do what she does, and look at her approval ratings. Obama needs to take a lesson.
First of all, she's gorgeous. It's so ridiculous. Especially from Rush Limbaugh. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Anyway, by the way, have you been paying attention to the phony Solyndra scandal?
Yes.
As the headline? Somebody sent me a great piece entitled "The Phony Solyndra Scandal." I think Progress did the coverage surrounding Solyndra. Has been sloppy on the part of both mainstream and conservative media. It has also been remarkably abundant. I have to tell you the actual facts someone sent me, but Jay Carney, the president's press secretary.
I think it's entirely to be expected that the president's advisors would scrutinize a program like this and might have differing opinions about it.
This is the fun facts, Julie, I believe, sent me this from Joe Nocera, the phony Solyndra scandal. Two Solyndra executives, they took the fifth. They were testifying when it was the congressional hearing last week. Anyways, they're basically saying no one's going to jail, yada, right. yada. Anyone connected with Cylinder, they've done nothing even remotely criminal. Mm-hmm. The $535 million federally guaranteed loan from the Obama administration was largely brought on by a stunning collapse in the price of solar panels over the past year or so. They remained optimistic up to the bitter end, these two executives. The Republicans are trying to make that optimism appear sinister, but if we've learned anything from the financial crisis, it's that wishful thinking in the face of a collapsing market is not a crime. Otherwise, Richard Fuld, the former executive of Lehman Brothers, would be wearing prison garb.
Yeah.
The purpose of the hearing, indeed the point of manufacturing a Cylindra investigation in the first place, is to embarrass the president. Uh-huh. There are some embarrassing emails showing the White House pushing to get the deal done quickly so it could tout Cylindra's green jobs as part of the stimulus package. But if we could just stop playing gotcha for a second, we might realize that the federal loan programs, especially loans for innovative energy technologies, virtually require the government to take risks the private sector won't take.
Right.
That's the point of them.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, risk-taking is what these programs are all about. Sometimes the risks pay off, other times they don't. It's not a taxpayer rip-off if you don't bat a thousand. To say no is also to cede the solar panel industry to China, which yep. last year alone provided some $30 billion in subsidies for its solar industry. Mm-hmm. Overall, the American solar industry is a big success story. It now employs more people than either steel or coal, and it's a net exporter. Not so long ago, China made 6% of the world's solar panels. Now it makes 54% and leads the world in solar panel manufacturing. Needless to say, the U.S. share of the market has shrunk. The only way America can manufacture competitive solar panels is to come up with innovative technologies that the Chinese can't replicate, like, for instance, Cylindra's. At the hearing Friday, several of the Republican congressmen boasted that in passing the continuing resolution, they slashed the program
right.
that made the loan to Cylindra. But the real winner isn't the American taxpayer, even House Republicans. Yes, it's the Chinese solar industry.
Yeah, I think Republicans should all move to China since they love it so much.
Yeah, there was some, who was it, a Coca-Cola executive, someone talking about how much better it is to do business in China because there's none of that, you know.
Slave labor.
Democracy.
There's none of that democracy.
No taxes, right. stuff like that. It's much better. How is that not un-American?
There are
patriotic?
A lot of taxes in China.
Yeah, I don't know what his point was, but anyway.
Well, no, they have slave labor. It costs nothing right. to hire people. That's what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay Carney again on the slave.
We are constantly reassessing, not just this program, but others, and making adjustments to make them better, more accountable.
Why can't they come out and say how wrong the Republicans are on this? But, oh, well, we're making adjustments. And we're trying to do better.
That's what I mean. They make it sound like green energy is just a complete bust because of the Cylindra thing that we shouldn't
did. Yeah. That we perhaps shouldn't have even gotten involved at all. You need a better spokesman.
Okay.
You need Lois Black.
You mean like Harry Reid?
I don't think there's anything more important for a jobs measure than China trade. That's what we're going to work on next week.
Yeah.
China trade is a jobs bill. It's long, long overdue.
By the way, did anyone see this covered? Economists say Obama's jobs plan would help prevent a double-dip recession, which is exactly why the Republicans are going to make sure that it doesn't pass, I'm sure. According to top economists surveyed by Bloomberg News, the plan the president introduced would help prevent a double-dip recession by boosting economic growth and bringing down unemployment next
Republicans
year.
Are working on a way to have a quadruple dip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or, you know.
Yeah, and then there's some numbers.
Thousandfold.
Doesn't matter. Some numbers and things that are on the say that are some.
Math is a liberal bias.
Yeah. Math is hard.
All right. Let's go to John and Amherst.
Oh,
Gad. Oh,
Gad.
My birthday, Gad.
Hey,
Jan.
Happy birthday. What's
Thank
up,
you.
Huh? Hey, listen. Yeah, it's Commander Tom.
Commander Tom. That's it. Tom Joles. That's right.
Hey,
Commander
to
Tom.
I want to ask the Mooks, since they have a history of comedy. Do you guys remember Roger Ramjet?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't. I'm too young.
Jim, I thought that was one of the funniest cartoons for its time when it came out. And I don't know anyone who knows about it, let alone can cite it. Well, listen, happy birthday, Steph.
Thank you.
And I'm going to double down on my prediction that our esteemed leader is going to lose his mind.
President Obama's going to lose his mind. Uh-huh.
No, not you. You're not the esteemed leader.
No, President Obama.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I really do believe it. Mm-hmm, I think that the way he lashed out at the Congressional Black Caucus.
Lashed out.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's an angry black man.
It was like, who the hell do you think you are going against me? That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. It's part of his long, sad downward spiral. You're right.
Well, listen, time will bear me out. Mm-hmm. And they may try to do something.
Time hasn't been kind to you before.
Yeah, time
John.
Has not been kind to your predictions.
Yeah.
No, listen, it's fine. I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong.
Well, that's what you do.
You know, this,
Who's bringing out all this stuff with the Solyndra stuff? Who's bringing this out? I don't think it's Republicans.
Fox News. Really think this is President Obama's Watergate? Really?
No, they are getting information from somewhere, Jim.
All right.
You know, if someone wants to cover this thing up, they can. Mm-hmm. Listen, I think he's going to
How can you say it's been covered up? I think that's what he's going to snap over. He's going to snap over Solyndra. It's his Watergate.
I think that he's going to he's going to be primaried. I think they're going to try to get someone to run with him.
All right. Awesome.
Well, if he's going to be primaried, it's getting a little too late for that.
All right, we know for sure that that's not going to happen because John just said it.
Yeah, it's his Watergate. Because of all the corruption in the...
What?
No.
All right. Debbie.
It's because China is a dictatorship and they use slave labor.
John is such a wrongy McWrongerson. That's what's great about him. Debbie in Ohio. He's like our own personal Bill Kristol.
Yeah.
Debbie in Ohio. Hi, Deb.
Hi, happy birthday to you, Steph.
Thank you, girlfriend.
I don't understand it. In my newspaper, there's a list of famous people whose birthdays today is, and yours isn't there.
Oh, I didn't make it, darn it.
And I have another conspiracy. Back in the early 70s, when Rush Limbaugh was a failed rock and roll radio host on 13Q in Pittsburgh, he used the name Jeff Christie.
Really?
That's
interesting.
Right. I don't know. Oh, is there a connection with
Chris Christie?
So maybe it's really Rush Limbaugh pretending to be Chris Christie. You never see them together.
Wait a minute.
How can you get them both in the same room at the same time?
You can't. That's the problem.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Beverly in Houston.
It's gotta be a stadium.
Hi, Beth. Hey, Steph. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Today, I had that birthday this year, too, in May. That's my new F word, so I don't use
hello.
It very often. But my husband bought me a fax machine.
Oh, that's so cute.
Did he get you a VCR, too?
Well, I went out and I bought myself an emerald and diamond ring because my birthday was in May, and I used my new fax machine to fax in the receipt.
What day in May?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a question. I'm sorry.
She may have the same birthday as me.
Steph in Madison. Hi, Steph.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you, honey.
I'm going to be 50 this Christmas. I can't wait to get my freaking AARP card because I want the dang discount.
Yeah,
I've
I'm going to have to go.
Earn this badge of honor.
I'm going to go dumpster diving, I think, and get that bad boy. I'm going to get that sucker out of there.
You might even get discount trips to Paris or some other.
Yeah,
really?
Discount trips.
To a groovy place. Seriously.
Because my next one won't be on a bike. It'll be on like a motorized scooter already. Sure.
Yeah, remember to get the correct seat this time.
I learned that the hard way. And woo, that's hard on your hoo-ha.
Yeah, it's not just meals that you get discounts on. I think you get, your insurance costs are going to drop because you can get AARP insurance, that sort of thing.
Suddenly it's all magical.
What happened to my AARP card?
Where's my darn card?
Where is it?
Damn fool kids stole a card from the mailbox.
That'll teach me to make fun of John McCain for an entire election cycle. That's what I get there.
I expect you'll want to see my angry, crotchety grandpa discount card.
Sir, this card has expired.
But it's good for a lifetime.
Well, yours expired.
Paul in L.A. Hello, Paul.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, they're making a big deal out of this $535 million or whatever it is for Solyndra, but nobody said boo when $9 billion went missing in Iraq. Mm-hmm. Where is the investigation?
Yeah, exactly. You could have a million examples like
that. Well, it was for buying those faulty showers that
electrocuted our soldiers. All right, 45 minutes after the hour.
I check Eric Prince's pockets.
All right, back with the remaining moments of the big birthday show on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. John Fugel saying in for me tomorrow as I fly on up to Seattle for Sexy Liberal. See you in Seattle for the big birthday weekend. Tomorrow night and Saturday night, go to sexyliberal.com, Sexy Liberal on Facebook for the few remaining tickets, which are not many.
Right.
All right. Unless you want to, what do you do up? Not rappel up. they opened the second balcony for the first time in decades or something for Saturday because that's been sold out for months.
And there's no elevator up there, just to warn you.
Good luck. All right. Peter in Portland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Pete.
Hi. Hey,
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say real quick a couple things. You know, my wife was mentioning the other day when Chris Christie was thinking about it, she said, you know, we already have a reputation worldwide as overeaters. Is this the face of the country the rest of us want? Secondly, the Moore Theater, right around the block or two area of there, went there years ago, and there's a cool little bar. I don't know if you remember the movie Dogfight with River Phoenix and Lily Taylor, early
90s. Yeah, uh-huh.
Great. There's a bar there that they went into when they were scouting locations, and they told the owner, if you let us film it here, we'll completely remodel this, redo it, make it look like an early 60s bar, and pay for the whole thing. That's the bar that's about a block or two from the Moore Theater. You ought to check it out. It's very cool. So.
How dare you imply it might be going to a bar in Seattle?
I was just assuming, but I could be wrong.
All right. Thanks for the tip. Yeah, I'll be partaying it up. The big birthday weekend in Seattle. Yeah. I like that he thinks only like a bar looks like the 60s. I was a child in the 60s. It's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
Thank you. Nice. All right. Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, buddy.
Hey, Mama. Happy birthday.
Thank
and please
you.
Don't let anybody tell you middle age because, after all, people don't live to 100.
Yes, thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right. Oops, something happened to your phone line again. All right. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Don. Oh, Don's calling from France.
Aix-en-Provence.
Oh, from Provence.
Oui, Aix-en-Provence. Tout à fait.
Bonjour.
Joyeux anniversaire. Happy birthday to you, Mama.
Thank you, honey.
And greetings to the MOOCs.
Thank you.
You know, I, too, will be catching up with you in a couple of months in age. I, too, will be officially be an old hag very soon.
Awesome.
But don't worry, dear. 30 can't be that difficult.
All right, honey. Thank you.
I just wanted to sing you a little song.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
And MOOCs, please join in if you know it. People might know it. But it's a little special birthday song for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The old gray mare, she
was all right. Something's really wrong with these phone lines this morning.
Well, we're not getting the feed from France. Satellite.
Yeah, something went wrong with the international line. All right.
Get
them all. Hey, you know what? At least I didn't buy Reebok's fake magic butt shoes.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
For a while, Reebok has been selling its dumb fake Easy Tone shoes for allegedly tone your butt using magic. If you believe that Reebok Easy Tone shoes would tone your butt, you are dumb. Now Reebok has to pay $25 million for fooling you. Stupid Reebok. It didn't tone your butt. Stupid. Mary in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Steffi. My partner and I want to wish you a great happy birthday.
Aw, thank you.
We just turned 51 this year. It's not that bad. AARP still sends you those things so you don't have to dumpster dive and get any more.
Oh, yeah, they'll send another one.
Until you agree.
You know what? I bet you, Mary, I bet you they probably build that into their program. They know that you're going to throw the first one away in denial and anger and disgust.
Yes.
And then they go, okay. She's in the denial stage. Pretty soon she'll be bargaining and
they're
then acceptance.
Stupid.
Yeah, and then it'll be coming right along.
And we're really excited you're coming to Phoenix. We're going to come and see you.
Oh, in February. Good Lord, I hear they're pressuring us to add another show already, for God's sakes.
You know what,
For Phoenix, in February.
If you're going to go to Phoenix, it might as well be February.
Yeah, there you go.
It's beautiful then.
All right, Mayor. Thank you, honey.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, check out Sex with LeBron on Facebook, because it's going insane.
And if you go to the shows,
it's going insane in Phoenix.
If you go to the shows section of sexyliberal.com, you may find a few surprise cities that we haven't completely announced yet.
Are a surprise mostly to?
You.
Stephanie Miller.
That's correct. Yeah, you know what? That's why I don't go in there, because I don't want to know.
It's like the smelly bathroom of
the smelly internet bathroom. I do not want to know. All right. Here's something that will come as a shock to nobody. No one wants to hire Kate Gosselin.
Oh.
Superficial writing, it may come as a shock, but the TV offers haven't rolled in at all for Kate Gosselin, which is weird considering America's shortage of shrill, white, Christian women who will never admit they're wrong. I'm a God warrior! She's not a Christian! I miss her. She's a God warrior. Looky here, Jim. Arnold Schwarzenegger has ordered a bunch of bronze statues of himself.
Yeah.
Yes. So at least three of them. Heroic scale bronze statues, which depict him in his bodybuilding prime.
This
especially the Schwanzstücke. It's very authentic.
What does he plan on doing with these things?
The owner of T.W. Bronze said the star took a tour of the operation, told him this is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Upon seeing these statues of himself, he only requested one minor change be made, that its patina be made a little darker.
Huh. Make the patina darker and the Schwanzstücke a little bigger.
A little bigger, instead of the steroid shrinkage and things of this nature.
Nein, it's the Hoden that shrink, not the other part.
Yeah.
The first of the statues will be shipped to the museum in Austria, dedicated to him. The other one to Columbus, Ohio, where the Arnold fitness thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a big bodybuilding
deal. And then the third one is just going to go right to him. He's just going to have it just in his lobby there.
In his lobby?
To him personally.
He has a lobby? He's a bronze statue
in the lobby and these kind of things.
Although I should talk, I have a bronze of my cast of my butt in my office. You've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there.
I did it for a TV show. So people come in, I'm like, it's my ass. Anyway, but I didn't do it. It was a joke. I was doing it like in some sort of self, you know.
That is my ass.
Yes, it is.
But does Arnold Schwarzenegger have a house big enough where it has a lobby?
I used to. Now I just have the lobby. call it, the shack.
Now he just lives in the housekeeper's quarters.
Yeah.
Clearly.
In the lobby.
All right.
The lobby of the housekeeper's quarters.
MTV's Jersey Shore won't get a Jersey tax break because Governor Christie says the show hurts the state's image. Yeah, that's funny. You know who I think hurts the state's
Chris
image?
Chris Christie.
Friggin' Chris Christie. That's who I think. State's image.
Snooki does a little damage, too, I think.
Yes. Wait a minute. Hang on. This is another one from a delisted. Snooki lost some chunk thanks to diet pills.
Lost some chunk?
Yeah.
But you gained arrhythmia.
Here's some marital advice from Tarek Salahi, the guy,
Tarek.
White House gate crasher guy.
Oh,
desperate,
right.
You know,
DC his housewife.
Wife is a Jersey guitarist. He posed for a magazine, and his advice to other men, married men, stay away from Journey. Keep Janiqua away from Journey.
Yeah.
Although, I'd be the drummer from Foghat. I would watch him.
I know one of the bassists from Foghat.
They have more than
Gawker
one?
Gawker writes, oh, my God, what if Journey hypnotized his wife with their terrible music and then led her away, the Pied Piper of Don't Stop Believin'. All right.
Oh, boy.
Beware, men. I don't know. Journey. Anybody from Journey. All right. That's it. John Fugelsang will be in tomorrow for Fridays with Fugelsang, so I can go out and tie one on for my birthday.
Drink Bacardi like it's your birthday.
That's right. And I'd be, lady in the bed in the freaking street or something. All right. Have fun. We'll see you in Seattle for the big birthday weekend. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't into making love, so come give me a hug. You can find me in the club.